Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. A turkey farm west of Vero Beach used to get really busy when the holidays approached. A man named Christian Albright operated the farm in the late 1940s after he moved to the area from Buffalo, New York. Every spring he ordered 1,000 chicks, and by fall the big birds were ready to be slaughtered for Thanksgiving. One of Albright's daughters, Ruth McLeod, had a task that was messy but essential for getting the turkeys ready for market.
They had big chutes built that they dropped the turkey in where the head would come out, and then they cut the throat and let it drain the blood. They needed all the blood drained before they did anything. Then after that, they take it over and have scalding water, and had a big machine that had prongs. They're made of rubber. They'd hold that turkey on the thing, and the thing would spin around, take the feathers off. They had to keep the heads on.
How come?
For selling, the people had to cut the heads off themselves.
The customers?
They had to cut it off themselves, unless they'd asked you to cut it off. But then we'd have to take the insides out.
That was your job.
Dad would start around 2 in the morning butchering, and I'd get up there around 3. I'd gut turkeys till daylight, clean out the insides. But at this time, I was married, and I was working at the packing house daytime, so my dad used me very well, you know, when it was butcher time.
Did he pay you for that?
No, he didn't. That was for love.
How many turkeys could you gut, let's say, in an hour, I wonder? Was there an assembly line process that you used?
Yeah, we had a table. They'd hang them, and then they'd kill them. Then they'd get the feathers off, and then later over my table where we'd gut them. It was a big mess to get all that stuff together. And it was a process. It was a hard process. I don't know why I got so involved, but I did.
Because you were his daughter.
I was just used to saying yes whenever he asked.
How much did he get a pound for the turkeys? Do you remember?
It was cheap. They were a little more expensive than they were in the store. You know that Mr. Cox that used to be the funeral home director? He'd make a special point to go over there, and we'd have to kill it while he was there. He wanted to make sure it was as fresh as we said it was. He had to see us do the whole thing. I didn't think it was that interesting myself.
Because you had done it so much.
It was too much.
How were the turkeys delivered to the customers?
Well, we'd load them in the car and take them and deliver them. I'd have addresses. Someplace I went house to house.
The day before Thanksgiving?
No, a couple days before Thanksgiving. Or mainly the big ones, we'd have them come out to the house. You know, we'd take orders, and they'd kill them to fill the orders. Oh, I wouldn't go through that again. No way.
In other words, you're glad those years are behind you.
Oh, thank the Lord, yes. To me, it's a lot of hard work for nothing, but I was happy to help.
And they were not frozen.
No, ma'am. You didn't freeze a turkey then. Now, we kept it for ourselves. We'd freeze it till it's time to fix it.
Did you enjoy eating turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes. My mother was the best cook there was. She fixed 2 or 3 big turkeys. By that time, the whole family would come. There'd be about 20 of us. And we just had a big feed together.
So you still love to eat turkey?
Oh, sure. That didn't bother me. Hey, that was a way of living at that time.
When the holidays come around, do you roast a turkey, Mrs. McLeod?
No, ma'am, not anymore. I used to. Used to have all the kids here, but I'm tired of that now.
Let somebody else do the cooking.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll fix what they want me to fix. I don't do the big cooking anymore. My daughter-in-laws do that.
And I'm gathering that they don't actually slaughter their own turkey. They probably go to Publix.
That's right. A lot of times I'll go buy the turkey at Walmart's. That's cheaper than raising one and butchering it, that's for sure.
Ruth McLeod, a widow with 4 grown children, lives not too far from the old turkey farm. Don't forget, you can get Flora Days, the book, by making a tax-deductible gift of $120 or more to WQCS. Just go to WQCS.org or call 888-286-8936. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.